I present the Prophet of the Almighty Baller.
Mighty Baller fans, thanks for listening to the final part of our Pelican series with Mason Ginsberg, Anthony Davis, and the Torn Labrum Blues. Stay tuned for a draft series that I recorded just yesterday with Keenan and Oliver. Good conversation. Sometimes off topic, often off topic, but that's how the ball goes sometimes. Check out our sponsor, FanEssentials.net, for the coolest NBA gear. They send you fan boxes with select stuff from your favorite NBA team. There's a rookie package for $14.99 and a veteran package for $34.99. And if you order it for 3, 6, or 12-month installments, then it gets even cheaper. But you can get 30% off by using promo code ALMIGHTY. That's ALMIGHTY. And when you do that, you're also supporting the podcast and me and the podcast and also me. So thanks for listening. Go follow Mason Ginsberg on Twitter and follow at Almighty Prophet and like almightyballer.com on Facebook. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the episode. So the totally off topic thing that I was going to say, just because I've been thinking this and you guys are just going to have to bear with me. So the whole thing with Steph Curry and people being like, we've never seen this before. Okay. All right, I think Damian Lillard's doing the same thing. Gilbert Arenas is doing the same thing. Isaiah Thomas did the same thing, and so did Steve Nash. The difference is that Steph Curry is just doing it twice as well.
And much. Like, he's doing it to a vastly greater degree that makes it, like, a totally different thing. Like, he might even break the record for most threes that he already owned by over 100 three-pointers this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's comparable, but I don't think it's in the same class because, like, the degree is so vastly different.
Well,
best season in NBA history.
That's crazy. The numbers are so utterly bizonkers, and the way he's getting them is unique. No one's been draining shots from there before. He's like Pistol Pete Maravich meets like the future.
Well, no, I think Gilbert Arenas totally used to do stuff like that.
I used to go to 15, 20 Gilbert Arenas Wizards games yearly when I was a kid.
He would take 30 footers.
He would take 30 footers, A, not nearly as frequently. He would make them far less. And despite being Gilbert Arenas, he did it less confidently because at 25 That's feet, Hibachi possible. Was a declaration of success, but at 30 feet, Hibachi was a fucking prayer. And you could hear the difference. Like, I understand that it's comparable, but it's not the same thing.
Okay, I brought this up just as an aside, and you guys are horrible and rude. And
Gilbert Arenas comes up, we're in like the one area of basketball where I actually know things about the sport and not just artsy observation.
We should talk about this sometime where I'm not having someone on specifically to talk about a team that isn't that. Hi Mason, how you doing? anyways, aside over, Mason, it sounds like you were about to say something.
No, I was just admiring the conversation, that's all.
Mason, thanks, man. Mason, I hope you come on again. Do you still have time? Because this doesn't have to be the end right now.
If there's anything else you guys wanna touch on, I have time. But
actually, just as the last topic, we were talking about our.
Let's do. I would really be curious to see Mason's top three.
Hey! Start again. Start again. Except say prof.
Okay, prof. I would really like to continue this discussion that we were having the other day about undervalued players in the NBA and see what Mason's top two or three most. What did you say? You used a different word than undervalued. You said
underutilized. I think
underutilized. Yeah, the most underutilized players in the NBA. Just do like top three or something.
Who jumps out at you, Mason? On the Pelicans or off the Pelicans? As far as players who you just think are tragically underutilized.
Oh man, That's an on-the-spot question right there. I would have to...
You got to... Hey, oof. If you're coming on the Almighty Ball and... Oh, wait. If you're coming on Almighty Ball and the Almighty Podcast, you got to get ready to get hit with the hard-hitting questions.
Almighty Ball and the Almighty Podcast. The podcast where you get the name right maybe half the time.
Almighty Ball and the Almighty Podcast brought to you by Almighty Ball.
It's a
and Fan Essentials.
It's a weird question because the answer, in my opinion, also highly correlates with really good basketball teams, and it's guys who maybe don't get minutes because they're following such good players. Like an example will probably be Sean Livingston.
I think Wiggins is being underutilized by Sam Mills, and they're not exactly great. I think that the same thing could be said for the opposite side of the spectrum. For middle-of-the-road teams, I don't know if that's true, that the underutilized players are all coagulated at the top. Because if you go to the very bottom, I think that Andrew Wiggins is being totally underutilized and being totally used wrong.
Well, I think there's a difference between underutilized and poorly utilized.
Yeah, now I think we're asking two different questions.
Oh, okay. So
I'm pretty sure underutilized...
Oh, man. I'm not ready for this, guys.
So poorly utilized, then?
I think Sean Livingston's a great answer. I think Wiggins is also a great answer.
I'm not sure if it is a different question, because I think that, you know, even though Wiggins is on the court for a long time, he's being used in a way that is not fully amplifying his talents.
Right, and it's they do a lot of stuff with him, they just do the wrong stuff with him.
Well,
yep.
So it's not under, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, but...
Yes.
Okay. No, well,
no,
I think.
Wrong.
Lux.
He's gonna get so upset. Oh my god.
Okay. I can't deal with this right now. Okay. But I'm just gonna go ahead and snag the last word. If you are being poorly utilized, you by definition are being underutilized because your skill set is not being fully utilized. No. Stop it, Lux.
You are.
Not in front of. The host.
I think your case study there is Tobias Harris. I think that's a really good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Mason, you said this was a hard question, but you're knocking him out of the park. You've given the only two good answers.
I have. Well, Tobias Harris was on my fantasy basketball team, and I was just so stoked when he went to Detroit.
Oh yeah, no, same. Except for the fantasy basketball part.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting into fantasy basketball, but you know. Haven't.
Shouts out to everyone in my league who knows I'm in last place because I got locked out of my Yahoo account. Can't change my roster.
So.
Hey, Prophet, you've heard of a box out, right?
Yes.
Well, how about a box in? As in box in which you receive all sorts of cool gear from FanEssentials.net.
That's a stretch.
Yep, it might have been, but here we are. Go on their website, say my favorite NBA team is blank. Because I'm not going to speak for you, I'm not you, you're you, and only you are you, you're a beautiful snowflake. You've got a favorite team, it's sports, you gotta have a favorite team. You're from a place, get that team. Any of the NBA's many, many uncountable teams.
30.
No one knows how many there are.
You can get a customizable box, customizable as in male, female, extra large, extra small,
extra medium,
delivered right to your doorstep, anywhere in the country, including your friend's house, your brother's house, your son's house, your daughter's house, your stepdad's house, your stepdad's father's house.
And they're chibbity 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 cheap. It starts at just $14.99, and then it can also be $34.99 if you want to get ritzy. But not too ritzy, because we've got a promo code to use at checkout, which is just almighty, like the podcast. Then you will get 30% off on your first month, and that is a deal. So do that, and I'm Lux, and thank you.
And back to regular programming. Oh, right. So I was going to go back to our... convo about how maybe it's best to play. We talked about two things predominantly. We talked about how Monty Williams, and Oliver briefly mentioned this while we've been on the podcast, we talked about how replacing Monty Williams was maybe not the way to go because of a handful of reasons, and one of the reasons that I cited is that Monty Williams seems like he could be, but, you know, hey, I'm not in the locker room, I don't know. He could be one of those rare examples of a coach who... is a plus because he's such...
The opposite of Byron Scott?
Well, actually, yeah, because he's such a good motivator that people go out and play harder. And even though his plus minuses are questionable, and even though setting screens with players who don't have any offensive talent just leads to double teams and aimless dribbling, even though his clipboard antics aren't always spot on, there was never a question of...
You forgot his suit game.
Suit game is strong.
Yeah, his suit game is strong.
he's got those 70s style broad shoulders, like the shoulder pads, you know?
I do need to mention, Alvin Gentry is really good in the media.
He's hilarious!
He's the best.
Night and day. Night and day. Monty was just that brutal in the media, and Gentry's always good.
I think it was actually last night or two nights before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Oliver? He was like...
I do.
He was like, well... The Pelicans are officially out of contention for playoffs, and he's like, "Well, no, why didn't anyone tell me? Oh man, I thought we were gonna make the playoffs for sure."
Yeah, he was being really sarcastic.
A couple of classic zingers, but where I was going with that is, does it seem like that's a thing? Do you think that that Monty Williams was perhaps just because of being a better motivator, he might be a better coach than Alvin Gentry, even though I think all of us agree that as far as like coaching acumen,
IQ,
Alvin Gentry's better, right?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with that.
But is it possible that Monty Williams is a better coach despite not having a better acumen because he's a good motivator?
So, first of all, I think that the change was made with the much bigger picture in mind. I think that the Pelicans realized that Monty was not going to be the guy to win a championship in New Orleans. And with a guy like AD at 22 years old, like that's how they were thinking. Obviously, they didn't think that they were going to have a title this season, but they were trying to figure out who's the guy that could get to help them take the next step. And I think that they just believed that Monty, his ceiling just wasn't where they needed it to be.
Yeah.
He had a great relationship with the players. Obviously, they loved playing for the guy, but he had a lot of questionable X's and O's decisions, rotation decisions. And I think most people were very much on board with the decision. It was a little confusing at first and a little odd because of the whole, he made the playoffs, so he's safe. Oh, wait, just kidding. You're fired. That was weird. But, you know, again, I think your point's a good one. And maybe Monty is a better coach for this particular Pelicans roster. I don't think we can say it definitively because of all the injuries.
Well, yeah. But also, it feels almost like the Steve Kerr, Mark Jackson situation in a certain type of way.
Totes.
Where Mark Jackson was probably the right coach for those younger Warriors teams. He did a great job getting them to play hard and building chemistry and community in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, the Warriors were smart enough to say, we've reached the point where these guys are friends enough and their relationships are good enough. They don't need a dad. They can just play basketball and we can trust them to play more competent, complex basketball with other coach.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's the calculation the Pelicans made, but perhaps they were wrong about... I mean, A, they could not have foreseen this injury insanity, because this is like American Horror Story type shit. Season 3 Coven. New Orleans joke. Yes. But they couldn't have seen that, but it does seem like they maybe overestimated the locker room stability, maybe, or any of that stuff, because you'd think that if the coach leaves, in a lot of examples, that's not always the worst in this kind of way. But it seems like it's really been a huge impact.
So I don't think you can discount the correlation between locker room morale and winning. So this team was, you know, before the season, everyone was riding high, saying, you know, we just came off a great second half of the season. We made the playoffs. Sky's the limit. The only way to go is up. And then the team starts off like 0 and whatever, and things quickly sour. And so maybe if that's Monty and the team starts off 0-8, 0-9, does Monty maybe have a better handle on things than Gentry did? Yeah, I think that's fair. But also, you know, I think the bigger issue is that they weren't winning games. And I think if you start off winning games, then there's not nearly as much of an issue in the locker room. And I don't think there was a serious issue in the locker room regardless. And one of the things when you speak to Anthony Davis, he won't say enough how valuable Kendrick Perkins has been as a veteran leader for this team.
Yeah, Kendrick Perkins, MVP.
He said it with Waj. He said it with Waj over All-Star Weekend, talking about how great Perkins is for this team.
Most valuable perk.
But I mean,
that might be my next fan fiction is some speculation about why people think Kendrick Perkins is a valuable human space. Because and this is a true story, I think it was game 3 of that Thunder Heat series when it was 1-1, and the Thunder were winning, and then they subbed in Kendrick Perkins, and I saw everything go to shit inside my brain, and I actually broke a glass in a bar because I was so distressed at the idea of Kendrick Perkins ruining my dream.
Let it be known that that is the fourth time that that story has been told. Not that that's a problem.
I believe it, man. Kendrick Perkins really gets my game.
But
I believe it. I believe that he probably does have some kind of positive impact on the locker room like that. I am going to write fan fiction about it.
So listeners. But hey, Mason, I hope you come back on to talk about that specific thing where we were talking about the difference between AD's dominance. We started talking about the different way that Kevin Durant and LeBron dominates as opposed to the way that AD can dominate. And then when we were initially talking about it on Twitter, I used Shaq as an example, and that maybe, you know, if you have Anthony Davis on the locker room, it warrants a different play style just because he's such a totally incomparable player in terms of talent and skill set. But let's go ahead, cut it off right here. Mason, You know, I introduced this podcast saying that you are our best that you're our best guest ever, and you know that prophecy has once again come true. Prophet here, you know. Mason, thanks for coming on.
Actually, you've been so great that we should tell you a secret about this company called fanessentials.net. We'll send you Pelicans memorabilia right to your door once a month.
Oliver, are you there?
I'm here.
Of $14.99.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're right. Fan Essentials is totally sweet, but Oliver does need to check out, and I mean, we were about to check out anyway, so fanessentials.net.
Sorry, guys. Code. I didn't want to end the conversation.
What?
Oh, we haven't. We did an hour and a half. I think we're
Yeah, we're good. So, Mason, where can our listeners find you on Twitter?
So Twitter, just my name, Mason Ginsburg, and then write for, although not as much as I typically do, write for Bourbon Street Shots, the ESPN True Hoop Network affiliate for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Number one blog in New Orleans, is that correct?
I like to think so.
Sports blog?
And we did win an award. We did win an award last summer for the best sports blog in the city. So it was really that was a really cool honor. That I'm pretty sure none of us were in attendance for because so many of us are right from not in New Orleans. We have a few guys in New Orleans, obviously, but
my mom gave me an award for best sports blog.
In our family.
Yeah, best sports blog and number one in my heart. So, yeah, check out True Hoops Pelicans writer Mason Ginsburg for, you know, I mean, basically no one is as involved with the Pelicans as they were in the years that they weren't a train wreck. But, you know, once they're good again or once they're even tolerable, Mason's going to be going strong. You're going to have great stuff to read by him. And go ahead, find Lux at ML Surfboard.
Yeah, I got a quick new thing to plug. I just got picked up as the director on a web series called Robin the Web Series. We'll be dropping a Kickstarter trailer in the next few months.
Nice.
And if people fund it, I'll also be directing the entire series as well as the Kickstarter. So stay tuned and donate to the project so I can have a paid directing gig for a couple months and not have to worry about, paying rent.
So, that's awesome.
Sounds good.
And, it's Robin the Web Series. Check it out. It's on Facebook at Robin the Web Series. And you can find me at ML Surfboard. And no one's tweeted me a basketball question yet. I keep asking. So, if you listen and you hear this, I would really love to get a basketball question. Literally anyone.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
the end. That's my whole
thing. That makes me hesitant to say my Twitter because I want to redirect. You know what? Hey, I don't have a heart. @AlmightyProfit is my Twitter, and go ahead, go to Facebook and like almightyballer.com, the Facebook page. We've got super swell content, super swell writing, super swell podcasts like the one you're listening to, and super swell guests. Thanks, Mason, for coming on.
And Oliver, what's your plug?
Oh, yeah.
Quick.
Oh, Oliver, did I not?
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. I did tweet ML Surfboard a question. So There you go. First basketball question.
Yes!
@Omaroni is my Twitter, and yeah. That's it. You can find all my stuff there.
Find him at about.com.
Yeah.
And find him. Just look up credible basketball writer and consummate professional, and he'll be the first result.
I can't guarantee that. I can't guarantee that.
I can guarantee it.
All right.
Whether he can or not is immaterial, because he certainly will. All right,
guys. Thanks for listening again. This has been Almighty Ball on the Almighty Podcast with guest Mason Ginsburg. And I'll see you guys next time around.
FanEssentials.net.
FanEssentials.net.
Test code Almighty.
Almighty promo code 30% off. Thanks. Bye.
Cool.
All right. There we go.